Here's Chekalura with Natural North Dakota.
Have you been on the Madhe Trail yet? If not, you really owe it to yourself to check it out at least once if you're able. And even if you have been out there, this summer or fall might be a good time to check it out again. It has some spectacular scenery and wildlife to enjoy. After a decade of planning and construction, the Madhe Trail held its grand opening back in 2014. Madhe is Mandan for an area that will be around for a long time. Let's hope so. This trail, for non-motorized use, stretches for well over 100 miles from a CCC campground south of Watford City, near the north unit of Theodore Roosevelt National Park, through the park's south unit, and onto the Burning Coal Vein campground, roughly 12 miles north of Amadon. As a non-motorized trail, hikers, bikers, and equestrians are the principal users. No biking is allowed on the trail in the park. Check the Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the Madhe Trail Association for rules and regulations. The Madhe Trail is composed of 9 units that vary in length from less than a mile to several miles. As you might expect, terrain can be quite variable, but the trail is designed to appeal to hikers, bikers, and equestrians of all abilities and interests. There are, for example, 16 different trailheads. There are also 11 associated campgrounds. With a little help of the trail map, the user can choose a segment location and topography that fits their interests and abilities. And of course, one could go for short distance, or several short trips, or perhaps take longer excursions. Maybe do the whole trail. There's little chance of getting lost on the trail. The trail itself is mostly self-evident, and the signage along the trail is well designed and consists of wood posts with a sign depicting a turtle and perhaps a mile marker. Signage is positioned along the trail such that the sign ahead and behind the traveler are within view and usually quite easy to spot. The fun of hiking, biking, or horse riding might be a draw for some, but the real treat here is a spectacular scenery of the North Dakota Badlands. There's also a chance to see abundant and varied flora and fauna, ranging from bison, mule deer, antelope, golden eagles, and mountain bluebirds, and a myriad of plants and wildflowers. So make a point to check out the Madhe Trail. I've put a link to the Madhe Trail Association, Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and North Dakota Tourism websites along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. They contain information on the trail, including frequently asked questions, trail guides, regulations, and more. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.